This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
The largest acidic geyser in the world is erupting again at Yellowstone National Park after several years of dormancy, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The Echinus Geyser, a 66-foot geyser pool located in the hottest and most dynamic part of Yellowstone's thermal areas, has been largely dormant since 2020. But repeated surges at the geyser began in early February of this year, and the first eruption since 2020 occurred February 7th, with three more eruptions each 3 days apart, on February 9th, 12th, and 15th. Then, on February 16th, eruptions began to occur every 2 to 5 hours, the USGS says. Most of the eruptions last several minutes, with some reaching heights as high as 30 feet. The boardwalk surrounding Echinus Geyser contains several benches and platforms for viewing, which has confused visitors in the past because the geyser had been erupting so infrequently. But Echinus Geyser had been a consistent performer during the latter half of the 20th century and became a perennial crowd pleaser, according to the National Park Service. The Echinus Geyser was mostly dormant, with only occasional eruptions prior to 1948. In the 1970s, it was erupting at 40 to 50 minute intervals. In the 1980s and 90s, some eruptions could last up to 90 minutes. Eruptions were recorded shooting water up to 75 feet in the air, according to the USGS. The geyser activity began to decrease by the early 2000s. The previous major eruptions were believed to have been caused by a secondary water source that now has mysteriously vanished, according to the National Park Service. A temperature monitoring system was established in the outflow channel of Echinus in 2010, in which the USGS recorded 15 sporadic eruptions between 2010 and 11. For 7 years, Echinus was quiet. In 2017, Echinus again came alive. The geyser has an acidic chemistry, but the acid is not concentrated. Acidic geysers are rare because acidic water can break down the rock within the geyser's plumbing system. The majority of the acidic geysers on the planet are all located at Yellowstone. The USGS says that the Echinus Geyser has water of a similar acidity to orange juice or vinegar. At Echinus, the water is created due to mixing of acidic gases and neutral waters, and the mixture is not acidic enough to eat away at the rock. The unique water chemistry at Echinus creates interesting formations and compositions, such as the red color that rims the geyser pool, from the iron, aluminum, and arsenic, and the silica-covered spiny rocks that give the geyser its name. Echinus Geyser was named after mineralogist Albert Charles Peale visited the geyser in 1878 and thought the rocks surrounding it resembled sea urchins. The newly active Echinus Geyser is located in Yellowstone's Norris Geyser Basin, which also includes Steamboat Geyser, the tallest active geyser in the world. The eruptions likely won't continue long enough for the summer surge of visitors to Yellowstone, but given Echinus's sporadic eruptions, visitors may yet see Echinus Geyser erupt. With the start of the new year, Montanans on the lowest end of the pay scale got a small boost as the state's mandatory minimum wage increase went into effect. As of January 1st, Montana's minimum wage increased from $10.55 an hour to $10.85 an hour. Montana is one of 30 states, plus Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, Guam, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, that have a minimum wage higher than the federal minimum wage of $7.25. Stemming from a 2006 law, Montana's minimum wage is subject to a cost of living adjustment based on the national increase in the Consumer Price Index published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. 12 states, plus D.C., adjust their wages annually based on set formulas. Montana has one of the lowest minimum wages that exceeds federal levels, with only West Virginia coming in lower among states at $8.75. The highest minimum wage is in Washington, D.C., at $17.25 an hour, and some U.S. cities have mandated a $25 minimum wage.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.